wonderful evening of fellowship and a wonderful evening of meditation tonight as well. Let's begin with some scripture. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel, God with us.
Father, what a wonderful, wonderful promise, and what a wonderful fulfillment when indeed God came down. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So we are rejoicing in that this evening. We have gathered to praise your name for your marvelous plan. Quiet our hearts and help us to focus on you and your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Because we're having communion tonight, my whole service is going to be centered around two words: in remembrance. But we're going to remember more than just Christ's death and his burial and his resurrection tonight. Of course, that's the central thing we're going to remember. But we're also going to remember several other things about Christ and his life and ministry. And so first I want us to ponder in remembrance Christ's manger. Christ's manger. Let's read scripture. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you: ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Let's sing together, Still, Still, Still.
Still, 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 the babe from heaven sleeps. His mother Mary softly singing through the night her comfort bringing. Still, 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 the babe from heaven sleeps. Dream, 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 while shepherds watch the sky and choirs of angels without number praise you. as you sweetly slumber, dream, dream, dream. While shepherds watch the sky, deep, 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 the love of God is deep, who gladly sent the Son his treasure, that our hearts would live forever. Deep, 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 the love of God is deep.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive our King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature see. Joy to the earth, our Savior reigns. Let men their souls employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plain, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his law. No more the sins and sorrows, nor thoughts infest the ground he comes to make. His blessings flow, for as the curse is found.
Girls. Thank you. hope this song isn't too new to you. I think that many of you might know it. He is born.
For the divine Christ child, play on the oboe and bagpipes merrily. He is for the holy child. Sing we all of the Savior mild. Through long ages of the past, prophets have foretold his coming. Through long ages of the past, now the time has come at last. He is born, the divine Christ child. Play on the oboe and bagpipes merrily. He is born, the holy child. Sing we all of the Savior mild. Oh, how lovely, oh, how pure is the perfect child of heaven. Oh, how lovely, oh, how pure, gracious gift of God sent down. He is born, the divine Christ child. Play on the oboe and bagpipes merrily. He is born, the holy child. Sing we all of the Savior mild. Jesus, Lord of all the world, coming as a child among us. Jesus, Lord of all the world, grant to us your heavenly peace. He is born, the divine Christ child. Play on the oboe and bagpipes merrily. He is born, the holy child. Sing we all of the Savior mild.
So we have been remembering Christ's manger. Now let's remember some of Christ's ministry. Let's read together. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. I hope I didn't miss one there. No, I guess I got it. All right. O come, Emmanuel.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive that mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. day spring come and cheer our spirits by thy coming here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to fly. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O come, thou King of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and show the path that brings us nigh. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O
Mark 10:45 says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Christ's manger, Christ's ministry, but part of that ministry led to suffering and sorrow and death. So let's think for a few moments about Christ's misery. Let's read. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." Of course, those are words that Simeon had spoken. "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." Let's sing, "Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne."
Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. Thou camest, O Lord, with the living word that shall set thy people free. that with mocking scorn and with crown of they bore thee to Calvary. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee.
I want to take you to the end of the Gospel of Luke. I know that it's a little dim in here, so I won't expect you to turn, but if you remember all that was taking place at that time, and it says in chapter 23, verse 26, and they led him away, and as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bare, nor the paps that never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And they, when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right and one on the left. In our meditations tonight, we have remembered the manger. In our meditations, we have remembered Christ's ministry. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And in his ministry, he reached a day of great sorrow and great pain and great suffering. Never man suffered like Christ suffered. Never man has endured what Christ endured. As we come to communion this evening, I want us to again just bow our heads quietly and reflect for a few moments on our own hearts and minds about all that Christ has done for us individually, and then also to pray and make sure that our hearts are right before God tonight. And then following that, I'll call upon one of the men to lead us in thanksgiving. So let's bow our heads and individually and privately and quietly talk to the Lord, and then we'll continue on in a moment. Brother Randy, would you stand and lead us in thanksgiving for the bread, please, sir? by the scriptures we read, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Eat this in remembrance of me." We did not read it in our scripture tonight, but we also know that part of that suffering, part of that intense pain was involved with the plaiting of the crown of thorns on his head and the beating that he took, and but also there was the separation from the Father. And all of this was part of his suffering when he became sin for us who knew no sin. Brother Mike, would you stand and lead us in thanksgiving for the cup, please? Jesus said that this cup was the New Testament in his blood. Let's partake in remembrance of him. On that day, Jesus said, "It is finished." And on that day, he commended himself into his Father's hand, and having thus said, he gave up the ghost. Ron Hamilton has written a song entitled Born to Die upon Calvary. And certainly our Savior was born to die. And so we have reflected, remembered tonight his manger, his ministry, and his ministry. But aren't you glad he had victory? And so we don't have to stop there with his misery. We can move on. And we're going to sing Silent Night, and then we will consider Christ's mastery.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God. Thy holy face with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus Lord at the birth, Jesus Lord at thy birth.
Let's consider Christ's mastery. He came forth victorious over sin and death and hell and Satan. Let's read together. And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Let's sing Good Christian Men Rejoice.
Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye ear to heart we say, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss, Jesus Christ was born for this. He hath opened the heavenly door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Jesus Christ was born to save. Cause you one and cause you all to gain his everlasting call. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
In our rejoicing over Christ's mastery, I wonder if we'd have just three or four maybe that would share a word of praise tonight. Just a quick testimony of God's working in your life and how thankful you are to be one of his children tonight. Let's just pause for a moment and share two or three or four testimonies. Yes. Yes, go ahead, Seal. David? Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. I know this might be a little bit of a strange thing, but over the years, every church that I've pastored in, we would have a Christmas Eve service. And most years, when our children were young, immediately after we finished the Christmas Eve service, we would pack into the car and drive to Wisconsin from Michigan all through the night to get out to Sue's family for Christmas Day. You know, I'm thankful I don't have to drive anywhere tonight after this Christmas Eve service. All right, let's look at one last thought tonight. Christ's manger, aren't you thankful for the manger? Christ's ministry, aren't you thankful that Jesus lived and walked on this earth and showed his power and showed man God's love? And I'm thankful for even Christ's suffering, because he did that in our behalf. He was my substitute. He was your substitute. He rose victorious over the grave. He has mastered death. But one last thought. He's going to reign one day on the throne with glory and power and majesty. Let's read together Philippians 2. Wherefore, God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's all stand together and just sing this simple chorus, His Name is Wonderful.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He's a great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God, he sees. Bow down before him, love and adore him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
Pastor, we have one other thing we need to take care of, please, sir. So if you all please be seated just for a couple of moments. Thank you, Brother Ken.
I can empathize with the pastor over traveling on Christmas. For I don't know how many years, we would pack up gifts in Hyerville Park, drive to Whitney Point to open them,